Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up a little less than an hour, or about an hour from now, maybe a little bit less than an hour. We'll hear what Kevin has to say, especially what's going on at left tackle. So we got to figure out who's going to start there. Maybe he'll give us some insight on that. And we'll also talk to Tim May at 1 o'clock. And as you know, on Fridays, we do quick predict. So you'll give us the score of the Browns-Ravens game and the headline. I can only imagine what that's going to be like coming up at 1:40. So we're looking forward to that as well. Brian Anderson just joined us. And we had Jeff Shedell a little bit earlier in the show. If you missed either one of those interviews, you can always go to the Odyssey app and check it out right there on the Baskin and Phelps podcast. In fact, you know, I just kind of want to let people know, and I'm kind of excited about this, Dan, we are bringing Askin Baskin and Phelps Helps back. So it's been gone for a little while, but we had a long talk with, I don't want to call Keith the new Poobah.
Didn't we go with Fearless Leader?
Fearless Leader. Okay, so now he's Fearless Leader. So we had a long talk with Fearless Leader. And by the way, the way I think we're going to do it with Phelps Helps and Askin Baskin down the road is there's a really cool feature to the Odyssey app if you tap on our show. And there's a button on there, and it's like leaving us a voicemail. So I think what we're going to do when we come back with Askin Baskin or Phelps Helps, and if you can hop in at any time you want to do this, let's just say you're randomly outside and you're like, I hate powdered donuts too. What kind of donuts do you like? Or something stupid like that, right? Just go to the app and fill it up and just go, hey, there's an Askin Baskin. And we'll answer your question. We'll probably play your question on the air. And then we will play it back for you. But that's coming up in like a week, maybe a week and a half. So I'm just giving you the heads up because the number one thing that people always say to me is like, what happened to Askin Baskin? What happened? I don't know. We just kind of grew older, a little bit better, but we're bringing it back. We're also bringing in a Phelps Helps. So like, when do you know when to get rid of your car that has 700,000 miles on it? There's a good, you know, Jeff Phelps question for you for a Phelps Helps, right?
When the rust gets about as high as your knee, you got to get rid of it.
Yeah, but we highly, highly, highly recommend going to the app, to the Odyssey app, to the Baskin and Phelps podcast, to the Baskin and Phelps show, and hitting that button and just talking into it, ask your question, say your name, where you're from, and then ask the question, and then you'll get on the air with that. So
please don't curse.
Well, it doesn't matter. It won't make air. So if you curse, it's just not going
to
make air. That's
Andy,
all.
I'm lazy. I would have to go in and I would have to cut out your curse word, and that's work for me. I don't want to work. Right, so don't curse.
Yankees or Dodgers? World Series game one tonight. Who are you rooting for?
Dodgers. I Dodgers the whole way. And the main reason is, A, I love Shohei Ohtani. Freddie Freeman is awesome. Mookie Betts is a joy to watch play baseball. I would love to see Clayton Kershaw get a ring that wasn't the 2020 ring, because I know a lot of people look at that and go, well, you know, it's only 60 games. So the 2020 ring, and the Yankees are horrific. And are unwatchable and are the evil empire and make me angry. And very few things in this life bring out pure hatred out of me like the evil empire does. They're horrific. I hate their no facial hair rules. I can't stand their ownership group. Their fan base, while incredibly knowledgeable, there is a huge chunk of them that are the most obnoxious, insufferable human beings that have no joy in their life. And yeah, go Dodgers. I would have left too if I had to deal with those people.
Oh, is that a Brooklyn joke?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, you're darn right. We're it's throwing too soon. It way back.
That's a too throwing soon back, joke. Baby. it's just bad. I mean, and I know, and by the way, he didn't completely kill the Guardians. I don't be mad when I say this. I kind of like Aaron Judge. I like Aaron Judge. I think he's kind of a likable player. But beyond that, I can't stand the rest of the Yankees, so I'm rooting for the Dodgers.
He's a very likable player. I just wish he got his checks from somewhere else.
Yeah. You know what? You're right.
Yeah. It's the same way. Like again, I've said that out on Twitter more times than I can count when it comes to Juan Soto. It's like 28 other teams could have had Juan Soto, and you all let this happen. Like, you knew Juan Soto was really good at baseball, and you all were like, hey, it's okay. You can go to the Yankees. And so I want that. I would love nothing more than for the Yankees to lose this World Series. Like, my rooting interest in this series, the first, if we were power ranking them, one is seven games. I'm rooting for seven games. I want the most amount of baseball that I can get. Two is the Dodgers. Three is Juan Soto to leave the Yankees. And then, like, 11,000,000,087 is the Yankees. Like, it is so far down, it's a number that doesn't exist.
The other reason I like the Dodgers, because I'm always looking, you know me, I'm such a homer, that I'm always looking for something that there's a tie to the Guardians, Indians, whatever. But I remember Dave Roberts playing for the team. So like
Dave Roberts is awesome.
Yeah, I like Dave Roberts. I just think he's a likable manager. I can't think of any reason why I wouldn't like him.
No, he's a great guy.
And the fact that he played here makes it even better. Like so I'm kind of looking for a reason to want to root for. The payroll part of it kind of just bums me out. But you know, even like BA said, that there's always opportunities for teams to try to at least get there. And I don't know if they're going to win the World Series with a lower payroll, but you know, I don't know. I think Dave Roberts is a likable manager, but by the way, I like Aaron Boone too. So I liked Aaron when Aaron was here, and I know he wasn't here very long. And I always thought he was a great guy in the clubhouse. I thought he was super teammate. He was, you know, especially when you're around the team the way I was back then, that you just see the little things, and I like respect the game. When he got hurt and he got out of his Yankees contract, but I still don't think it wasn't like he was disrespecting the game when that happened. But I like Boone too, but I like the Dodgers better than I like the Yankees, and I am still a little irked about how many Yankee fans were in the ballpark the other night. But I will tell you, the folks that were sitting around us for the last game, they were knowledgeable, they were nice, they were like, they weren't there to cause trouble, except for the idiot that decided he wanted to dance on top of the Yankees dugout after the early home run in that game. And I'm like, I can't believe, and he was up there for a while, and then all of a sudden, I love our security and our cops here. They were like, and then our fans were all over the guy when he was getting ejected. It kind of made my day. I loved it.
Well, so here's the thing that makes this World Series awesome for those of you who are kind of on the fence. This is the best record in the regular season versus the second best record in the regular season. Like, this is what you want. You want the two best teams, if your team isn't one of them. You want the two best teams to play against each other in the World Series. That's what makes it awesome. And so that's what you're getting here. This is the best team in the AL against the best team in the NL. You are getting, you know, as much as we all love David versus Goliath, many of people have signed up to watch Pacific Rim. And for those of you who don't know what Pacific Rim is, it's giant monsters versus giant aliens. Let's go. Like, that's what makes this awesome. Is as much as I saw tweets flying out going, oh, nobody wants to watch Godzilla versus Godzilla, BS. You want to watch Godzilla versus Godzilla because the destruction and the doom and just the awesomeness that comes with that. And that's this series. This is the two biggest teams going against each other with the biggest star power. And as much as we all want to sit here and go, oh, it's the payroll, it's like, it's good to have this every so often because baseball has given you so much parity that it's tremendous. The NFL has given you some parity, but it's always the Chiefs, and then here come the 49ers for a good period of time. The NBA has had very little to no parity. Baseball has been where the parity is. The little engine that could has made the World Series a whole bunch of times. The little engine that could has won the World Series. This is the first time in as long as I can remember that we have had the best team in the NL go up against the best team in the AL by regular season wins. This is what you want.
All right, can I tell you what my dream scenario is in 30 seconds here?
Do we?
My dream scenario is that this goes 7, and I know they said there's no way Shohei Ohtani's going to pitch, but Dodgers are up one run at home, game 7, right? Game 7's back in L.A. So I'd love to see it come down to a one-run game, and Robert says, you know what? I'm throwing Ohtani out there to end it. And Ohtani strikes out Soto, Judge, and Stanton to end it.
Will you get
now, that would be a great ending.
You get that killer WBC moment again where you had Shohei Ohtani against Mike Trout. Like that's where you're just like, let's go. This is as good as it gets.
All right, college football, we're going to jump into that. We'll talk a little bit more about the Browns. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up. We'll talk to Tim May. Quick predicts. A lot of stuff to do before we say goodbye here at the end of the show and get you ready for afternoon drive. So stick around. We got a ton to talk about. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan. 216-474-0092.